Good day, guys. Welcome to another episode. So this is probably two episodes in one. We are going to be talking about the quarterfinals and the semifinals. Because yes, that's what we have decided to do. Hi, Rama.
Hi. What's up?
I'm still in pain. Hey, Rama.
Why are you always in pains? I've been in pains.
I'm always in this.
Nigeria crashed out.
Is this actually USA? Actually, since USA crashed out.
No, but didn't Nigeria crash out first? I know USA crashed out first.
USA crashed out first.
You've been in pains since then. How long do you want to be in pains for?
No, because things just keep getting worse and worse and worse. Like, what else could the people want from me? Who even created football that is making me have so many emotions with teams that I don't even have any affiliation to? What is this? Unnecessary stress. Unnecessary stress. We don't like this. And they are playing penalties and I'm worried. What am I worried for? Like, what am I worried for?
You reminded me during the Australia, was it Australia, France? Yes, Australia, France. One of my friends texted me and he was like, am I watching the game? I said, no, unfortunately, I'm not watching. I have to be in some class somewhere. And he was like, he's so nervous. Now the game has gone to penalties and he's like, what's going on?
See, don't even go far. Was it the round of 16? The round of 16, the penalties, that's within... So the United States penalty, right? Ouso said she couldn't watch. And I said, oh, our video call her. See, we literally threw our phones. We were collapsing on the floor. Like, and I am a Ghanaian. Like, it does not make sense.
What's your business?
It does not make sense.
What's your business?
Our business.
Throwing your phones collapsing on the floor and collapsing.
Like, she said she couldn't watch. So when they kick... Then I'll tell her who is kicking. Then we'll be doing stats off our head. How the person plays penalties. Then I'll tell her that the person have scored. Then she'll be like, oh.
I can't believe.
For what?
Yeah, if Ghana was playing, what will you people be doing? Like, see, by this time, you are in the emergency room with the heart attack or something. I'll just have to come in and take you people to the emergency room. Because what's all this?
Finish. It was even worse with the England-Nigeria. Like, when we're done with the game, I tweeted that I need to go and check my blood pressure now. Plenty of people came to reply. It's not only me. Please come and let's go. A doctor friend of mine texted that, I'm coming to take all of you. I'm like, what is this? What is this?
You guys, calm down, okay? Calm down. Be like me.
Calm down because you'll be getting...
pressure.
You are avoiding the emotion, madam. That is what you are doing. Because even the France team, I think it didn't pain anyone as much as it pained Mirabeau.
Why?
Because if you watch the penalty, say the chances France had to put this to bed.
Yeah.
Mackenzie Arnold will step out, they'll recall.
Yeah.
And they were still spoiling the penalties.
I watched the replay.
What do you want us to do for you again?
I watched the replay after France had like three chances to like turn the thing back in their favor. Like literally three different times. And you bottled all these three chances to turn the clock back in your favor. But anyway, kudos to Australia. They have done well.
Yeah, they have to beat England now. We beg them. That is all we are looking forward to. So anyways, quarterfinals. The finals has brought a lot of heartache, but you see. So, Spain beat Netherlands by 2-1. See, that second goal. The goal is not as nice as the way she shook the defender off. That is what is still in my head. The way Salma shook the defender off and scored that goal. I was celebrating. I was screaming and I realized that, hey, I'm in my house. So like, people would think something is happening. Let me stop screaming. That is. It didn't anyway. But I mean, I was happy. I think Spain relaxed. after the first goal came, they were a bit relaxed. They thought they had won the game, and then defender third striker went to score. When they grabbed, went to score. But yes, I think after it woke them up a bit, same thing Sweden did against Japan. When they had their 2-goal lead, they were also, I think they relaxed a bit. But Sweden beat Japan by 2-1. These are the games that actually thought go to penalty. So
yeah.
These two games, those in the Netherlands and Japan and Sweden, actually expected it to go to penalties. But it is what it is. That is, they spread that heartache. They scored quickly. So Australia, France, that's the game we've been talking about since we started the podcast, because they just decided to bring out all the emotions we didn't even know we had. Well, Irama didn't watch, so she skipped those words.
It's not that I didn't watch. I was in class. It's not my fault. I was in
class. But you didn't watch.
It's not that I didn't watch. I couldn't watch.
You couldn't watch. Irama couldn't watch.
I was
Irama couldn't.
But
Irama
every few
watch
minutes
she was in class,
I would be checking.
You were getting
the scores. I would be checking scores and checking the what do they call it? The live.
What is happening?
What's happening?
Yeah.
And I'm sure the course facilitator was like, "What is this person doing?" It's like every few minutes, then they'll pretend that they are paying attention, but I know they are not paying attention. But I was paying attention anyway.
Yes. Well, there were 20 penalties played in this Australia-France game. I think so far, that's the longest penalties that has ever been played. And
20.
Australia came out on top 7-6 after France. 20 whole penalties. I'm serious. 20 whole penalties.
And 13
were
penalties?
Scored and 7 were missed. 20 penalties. The penalty shootout was 20. Each team played 10.
Like, Marco, 20 different players.
Yes. Yes.
10 on each
10
side.
On each side. Yes. 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 That's what happened.
Wow.
20 whole penalties. That's what happened. And 13 were scored. And 7 were missed. So, right now, that's the longest penalty shootout. We do not want another long penalty shootout. So, just win the game. Spares. The roller coaster of emotions. So yes, Australia came on top 7-6. So France is, I think by this time, they're in the house. Yes. And then England beat Colombia 2-1. Actually, England came from a goal down to win the game in the second half. So Linda Caicedo and her mostly young teammates out. When the game was done, the commentators were saying how Usme and Ronald Ali, I think they might not be returning for the next World Cup or something, like their time with the team might be done. But we haven't heard any retirements, anything from them. So, but then those players are 30 plus. It's just, at the end of the day, it's just up to them if they want to keep playing or if they let the young ones come. But I do believe in the Colombia team, and I just think that This is all they needed, the experience they needed to have, really. I think in the next World Cup, no one will want to play them. They play good football, from goalkeeper to the strikers. Everybody is on point. But I think England just used experience to win, really.
Yeah.
Anyway, so semi-final games, Spain, Sweden, tomorrow at 8 a.m. in Australia, England, Wednesday, 16th August, 10 a.m. Now, from watching all the games, Spain and Sweden have the same weak points. They relax when they are a goal or two up. So whoever is able to capitalize on that will probably win. Another thing Sweden needs to be careful about is Spain. Please, you promise to use a 10 if Spain wins the Netherlands game. So I'm waiting for it.
Sorry,
to
what?
Use the 10.
I promise what?
To use a 10.
A 10.
When Spain, yes. A phrase, please. I'm waiting.
Oh, wait, what did I say? Oh, for God's sake. Oh, let me go and remind myself. I've remembered now.
Okay. So I'm waiting.
I remember now. I said... Wait, did I say that about the Spanish players?
You said the Spanish players were doing to the Netherlands people.
I said that the Spanish players were parting the Netherlands defenders as if they were parting the Red Sea, like Moses. That's what I said.
Yes. Oh, this is what you said. And I said she had to say this on the podcast. Because it did happen. And I think even though the Sweden's defense is a bit compact, before Japan were able to pull a goal back, I think I saw something similar happening with them. We all know that Japan is like very clinical. They move very quickly and one focus is to score. So I think what helps Sweden now is they play Japan in the war. I just think they need to keep a tighter defense, because another thing, when Netherlands equalized, Spain turned up the intensity once again, and a lot of pressure were on the Netherlands team. So you really need to be careful about that, because in the last 10, 20 minutes, the heat turned up. So may the best team win.
Yeah.
Australia, England. I feel that the Australians have, there's always like, their game is just getting better and better. Me watching them, I realize that their game is just getting better and better. You just need to keep it tight in the attacking tech, capitalize on all the chances to get. That is the only way to win. England to see if they can keep it together in the attacking tech. I mean, and I think the England-Australia game, they are going to be more good. That's my prediction anyway. But with the best moment.
I hope so, because England have not been able to score many goals except the China game.
Against China.
I don't know what happened with China, but anyway, except the China game, they have been like 1-0, 1-0.
China didn't come for the World Cup.
Yeah, China didn't show up. They've been winning by like a goal's margin. Their win hasn't been like as emphatic as the others, but then again, whether the win is emphatic or not, a win is still a win. So I think for them, as long as we get the job done, that's the most important thing.
True. But I think between the two teams, I think Australia has scored more goals, if I'm not wrong. I think Australia has scored more goals overall, because they beat Canada by what, 4 or 5 to qualify to the group stages. And yeah, so I just think overall, I'm expecting more goals in that game anyway. I don't think it will be one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
Australia is always on the attack. I just think against France, they just didn't give them room to even try and score. Honestly, Renard was working like the whole time.
Yeah,
and she was really commanding the defense, and we're staying tight. We're staying together. Australia did get some opportunities, but they neutralized it as quickly as they could. So I think overall, that's the only game that like it had to go to penalties, and Australia were even like much more attacking minded when Sam Kerr came. See, the atmosphere and everything changed.
Yeah.
So I think whatever the plan is with the Australian team is working. So far, it's working. Once she enters the game, it's like, yes, like, I don't know if they're on nitro boost or something. Just like, we are just like, ooh, like, let's just keep pushing. Because immediately she came in, she almost scored. Almost scored.
The
stadium like literally erupted. So I think, I'm actually expecting more goals. Now, I don't know if the coach will still bring her in the second half or start here. But I think at the end of the day, it's been working for them. She coming from off from the bench has been working for them. Because Mary Fowler always also keeps the team going, like in the first half with Caitlin mm-hmm. Ford and Hayley Russell mm-hmm. and Van Egmond. So definitely, when some care comes on, it's just like more energy into the team. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now final four. That's what is left mm-hmm. at this point. Do you want yep. to predict? Me, I'm not predicting. May the best man.
Did you say you are not predicting?
Predict. No, may the best man win. See, it's okay. It's okay. I'm still nursing my
me,
my
predict.
Wounds.
I'll predict. My predictions have been
predict,
since the first round, since the second round of the group games, but I will still predict.
But you still predict.
I was
still Sweden.
So Sweden versus Spain.
Hmm.
I want to say Sweden, but Spain can just come and shock us. I want Sweden to win. I want Sweden to win that game.
Loki, that's where my heart is.
Unless they switch off or they do like Japan and don't turn up on the day that it matters most or don't bring their A game, then they are going home. But I think Sweden can win that game. That's not to say Spain cannot also win. I am backing Sweden.
Yeah, against Australia and England.
Because I think Spain, they've done really well. I mean, considering all the, you know, like the situation that they were in, that they came mm-hmm. into the World Cup with you know, some of the players boycotting mm-hmm. the team and some
yeah.
back and all of those things. I think they have done mm-hmm. really, really, really well.
They have, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't think some people saw them going this far, especially with some of the players that boycotted.
Yeah.
Because yeah. they had to bring
I think
in
that kind of younger players. That whole situation is just dicey. And I feel like the whole tournament period has just like given them the chance. I don't know if I'll say like cool off a bit or like, you know, focus on football. More than like the mm-hmm. backroom stuff, but the backroom stuff is also important because what if, like, yeah, let's say they go all the way to win, then like mm-hmm. what happens? Does that mean that okay, the coach took them all the way to win or has taken them all the way to the semifinals now? So what
we're going to, I saw that argument,
not, yeah, and we're not going to like really, really look into why the other
he should go,
yeah. Why maybe they might
or why the other players
on him or, you know, try and sort stuff out and just be like, okay, mm-hmm. he won and that's the most important thing. So everything else is not going to be considered. But anyway, despite all that.
Yeah, I saw that. Oh, finish.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, so despite all of that, or in spite of all of that, I think they've done really, really, really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I saw some arguments on Twitter. Somebody mm-hmm. was like they want the girls to get to the final, but then the big picture will be that definitely they are going to keep the coach because he's taking them all the way,
mm-hmm.
right? But mm-hmm. then since the Federation don't want to listen to the players and like actually get to the bottom of what they're actually talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They also don't want Spain to get to the final. Mm-hmm. So it's like, they want the girls to win, but they also don't want the coach to like to be kept after the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So like, people were like in between. I'm like, yeah, I get it. Because honestly, after their game against Netherlands, there was something I noticed. And like I keep saying, it's like now everybody is just like speaking their mind. So I noticed that after the whole game and they were celebrating, no one hugged the coach, no one high-fived the coach. The girls were just with themselves. And he was like on an island. He looked like he was on an island, just him being happy. And no one was like, even like interacting with him or anything. The girls were just like among themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a bit glaring about like the situation is still there, but I think they get to focus more on the game, like you were saying. So I just think a lot of people are like, we want them to get to the final, but we also want this issue to be addressed.
Yeah.
So I don't I just think that I just hope the Federation does what is right. And they do right by the players anyway.
Yeah.
Because I think they do deserve it. Somebody, like when, back to when France beat Brazil, somebody was making the point where, like, Les Sommer and I think we even spoke about this. Les Sommer and Renard being part of the team, like, it's all around a good thing because, like, they've been really able to hold the team together and stuff like that. Not saying that without them, they couldn't have gotten this far, but they feel that sometimes certain presence of certain players is also like a positive. Like it gives the player other players like the confidence boost to like to stick to like the game plan and not panic when they go down or like when they lose the advantage they have. So I think overall the Federation just needs to do right by the players. Because I think they do the work on the pitch. Yeah. So yeah, Australia, England.
Prediction. England. This would be hard because I have a soft spot for England, but can you imagine the scenes if Australia wins this game and then wins the final? I mean, it will be like really amazing to witness.
It will be crazy.
So simply because of that fact, I want Australia to win because the English, when they win, do not let us hear the end of it. It's coming home, it has come home, it's on the way home. I mean, I have a soft spot for you guys.
Your media will not let us rest.
I feel like Australia, like, it's, they're like, I don't know, the story is just coming together well for them. And
it's really coming full circle.
Yeah. Because I would never have thought that they could have even like make it this far. Well, maybe because like now or this year, since last year, this year, I think a lot of the big, quote unquote, big teams have been kind of flopping. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense for somebody to be like, okay, look, I don't think the big fishes are going to swim any hard this
like
time.
Stable. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think England can win because Sarina Wiegman is not someone to be played around with. So
Definitely.
I think they can win. And I mean, for the fact that I keep telling people that England hijacked Sarina Wiegman from Netherlands. Because Netherlands is out and Sarina Wiegman is still in. So it means that she's a very important factor. Because the fact that she took Netherlands to the World Cup, when was it, their first time or their second time? Or their second time of going there. And she took them all the way to the final. And now that she's not there, they have crashed out and they didn't really play as well as, I mean, obviously different coaches means that they would play differently and all of that. But I would like to think that the Netherlands have like their playing identity. They do have that. So it shouldn't, even though there will be different coaches or there are different coaches, the identity should still be there. And that's the basis for whatever playing style that the coach or playing philosophy that the coach would want to implement, right? So she's not there. Netherlands is out. And her team is in the semis. So I think England has a really, really good chance of winning. But look, at this point, it's like all the teams can win. Like the rest of the four teams left, they can each win their games. It's too close to call, but I am backing Australia to win only for the fact that like the stories that will come out from that would be like so amazing.
Definitely. I mean, even after the last penalty that Cody Vine scored, the stadium erupted. Like, I'm sure it wasn't because of the amount of security. Like, they would have stormed the pitch and be everywhere. Like I think one thing Australia have going for them is the fans.
Yeah. Like,
the energy around them is, like, really positive. Like,
yeah,
always screaming for them. When a ref doesn't take a foul, the whole stadium is booing. Imagine the whole stadium booing you. Like, the scenes are just really... Yeah. But I think at the end of the day, if this World Cup has taught us anything, take your chances. Because if you don't take your chances, you won't.
Honestly.
That is all it is.
Honestly.
If you don't take a chance, because I've seen situations where somebody gets a chance to score, they don't score, and then the counter leads to a goal. So if you don't take your chance, you'll be packing your bags. I'm sure before they go and play their game, some of them would have packed their bags. Just like, if you don't take your... It's true. Because, you know, if you don't take your chance, you are going home. And we saw it with the Spain-Netherlands game. Mm-hmm. Spain thought, oh, they had done it. And then the goal came, and then we have to play extra. And, like... Now we have to get back into it. And then when the extra time, they actually took their chances. So,
yeah,
that is it. I mean, take your chance. Otherwise, please, you'll be coming home. But I think for the rest of the four teams, they are not technically going home yet. You have to play third place or something. So I think they'll still have a chance for a medal. So you technically not be going home.
Yeah.
You know, you are not getting the gold. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I think I'll run another pool because the quarterfinals, I did a poll. And boy, were people wrong. People were so wrong. Trust me. Like they missed. Like, people really missed. So, yeah. I think I ran a poll on social media. So, just vote again. And then let's see what happens to our prediction. So, catch you guys on the next episode. Take care. And we know we love football. So, yes. Even though we claim we don't want the drama, we are waiting for it. Me, I know I'm waiting for it.
We love the drama.
But please, no penalties. No penalties.
Yes, penalties. Keep us on the edge of
Low key, yes, penalties.
Penalties. Let me be screaming in the office.
Yo, you saw the video that Robert tagged us in, right?
Yes.
When they were on the plane and they almost gave the flight attendant a heart attack.
Honestly,
see,
she was like, hey. And then she just went back to her business.
She just put her hand on her heart. She was like, so yeah, we'll catch you guys on another episode. Okay, take care. And
all right.
Let us know what your predictions will also be. Peace.
Hi. What's up? So, semi-final games. Predictions went left once again. Oh God.
No comment. Hey. Hashtag no comment. No.
If there's one word I would describe this World Cup, unpredictable. Because the things that have happened, how games have turned, how games have brought so many emotions, like in the last 20, 30 minutes. Like, what? Wow. That was something, by the way. Your mama said, hashtag no comment.
No comment, please. I don't have any comment for what's going on here. I'm just so out of my depth, I can't even imagine. Look, I'm done with predictions. I was holding on, but no, I just have to let go. And for the last two games, I'm just going to go in and just enjoy the game and not say, oh, I think Sweden will win. Oh, I think England, no, none of that.
Lips are sealed.
We are zipped. We are going to enjoy lips. The game
as it is the game.
Only our eyes are doing the talking.
Finish. That's finish.
It. And then because why?
Why? Sweden, why? I've backed you from the beginning. I was backing you over my own USA people. Over my own USA people.
And see what they did to us.
And see how you repaid me for turning my back on my own USA people and for saying that I want you to win because I'm tired of them winning. I'm tired of them winning, but Sweden, you couldn't reward me for that.
But I think even some of the US players were also backing Sweden to win.
Also because, look, just to end this semifinal case, because how many semifinals do you want to go to and the semifinal is getting the better of you? How many? Like, are you not tired? Me, I'm tired for you. Are you not tired for yourself?
I told you what the commentator said, right?
Yes.
I told you what the commentator said.
You know, he said that.
He said the semi-final case has struck again. Will they always be bridesmaids? I was like, how do you even think about such a sentence? Nah, commentators, they are on a different level. Because how do you think about that word, like, in that moment? When he said, I was like, nah, I have to tell you, because it was, like, I was sad, but when he said, I started laughing, because, like, I was like, oh, how? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think this will even be more painful than the last, because, I mean, like, you could actually smell the final way, and it just didn't, because when they equalized, next attack for Spain, then the goal. Like, the first 79 minutes, they were just cruising. Everybody was just cruising. So Salma started with the violence.
Look, that girl is just, I think she's going to be like Spain's new talisman. Or I don't know. Is there a word like talismoman? Anyway, talisman. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Because
I'm impressed. I'm really impressed with how she's played. And me, like I keep saying, like, some of the players that I watched in the under-20s were like the under-20 Women's World Cup that were brought into their senior team and like really came to perform. Like, she's one of them. She's really, like, she's made a mark. Like, I think the some of the games, they started her and then they'll take her off and bring Alexia Putellas on. But this time, the coach did it the other way. He took it out and brought it. Same with the Netherlands, the quarterfinal game. He took Putellas out and brought it in, and she scored. And brought it. When she scored, the commentator was saying, this is what we call a super sub. What do I say? Hey, relax, mister, relax. Like, mm-hmm. But honestly, she is the super sub, really. Because she's done it 2 times. Can she do it a 3rd time for Spain?
Let's think she can.
But I mean, I think scoring that late against Netherlands after they had equalized, they thought they had won and the Netherlands equalized. Scoring that late was all the confidence she needed. So even when we're bringing her on, like, you could see the Spanish fans, like, they were happy, like everybody was expecting that when she comes, something will happen.
And something happened. She didn't. Yeah.
Olga finally got her long range goal. So, I mean, I'm happy for Spain all around. I think I'm happy for them. Like, they've really shown up when it's mattered. After what happened with Japan, their game has just gone up. So, yeah.
Yeah.
They beat Sweden 2-1. I'm sad for Sweden, but I mean, like we were saying, if you don't take your chances, you pack your bags and wait for 3rd place. So now, yeah, that's what is happening.
Uh-huh.
And then Australia and England. What England did today? England has broken the hearts of all the people of Australia. They didn't just beat the Australian team. They've beaten the whole country. See, because when the first goal came, the stadium was silent. Like, it was silent. And then some cares go, trust me, there was the roars in the stadium. Like,
that was a very nice goal. That was a very good goal. And such an emotional goal. Like, honestly, you know, So I was at work, I was in the office, and like in my office, we have like two sort of like office spaces. So the main office space, and then the other space where it's like more like our conference area. But that's where some of us also sit. So I was there and I was watching the game, obviously, whilst working. I was also working. And in fact, one of my other colleagues was also following the game. So we were texting and stuff. Then when the Australia goal came, I totally forgot where I was. I forgot I was in the office and I just shouted, goal. And I was like,
how many people tend to look at you? Because even me that was in the house, when the goal came, I was screaming goal. And I was like, yo, I'm not even at the stadium.
Like, around by you are in the office, so you are not in the house where you can be screaming and shouting and running around.
No, but that goal was really... Actually, when she got the ball and she was moving, she moved first step, second step. And that was my mind. I was like, why are you not shooting? Why are you not shooting? And then she shot. I was like...
Like, yes, Sam. Get in, Sam.
It was a really emotional goal. And definitely going to be one of the goals of the tournament. Definitely going to be one of the goals of the tournament.
Yeah. And now I want them to win over Sweden in their third place. Because Sweden, while winning third, sir, it's okay. If you don't win third,
it's okay.
Like, what?
I mean, maybe the third time will be the champ. Maybe the third time will be the champ.
What happened, sir? Yeah. So now me, I want to show. At least they should get something. They should head out.
5 minutes ago, you were saying that you were not going to support anyone, and now you are supporting us.
No, I said I was not going to do predictions.
Okay.
I said I was not going to do predictions.
But you are technically predicting Australia to win.
No, I'm not predicting Australia to win. I'm not predicting that Australia will please. I'm not predicting that Australia will win. I'm just messing with you. This girl. I want Australia to win.
I'm just messing with you.
So that at least they will get something. They'll get something, even in the midst of the heartbreak of not reaching the final car. At least you'll be taken.
Yeah, I think a medal will be a consolation to everybody in the country. Because I think they've done well. I think they've really done well as a country, as a team. Like it takes a lot. You see. But then I'm happy for them. I mean, You are still in a position to medal, so they just need to capitalize on that anyway. But when the second goal came, that second goal, I was holding my phone. I was literally about to text Owusu and laugh about something Mary Epps has been doing, like sticking out her tongue and something. When the goal came, I was going to text her like, she couldn't stick out her tongue for this one, huh? I didn't even finish texting her. Then Hemp stole the ball and scored, and I put my phone down. Because how do you make such an error in your back line? How? You see, initially when they showed the lineup, I didn't pay attention to the subs. Because I figured Alana Kennedy has started every game. So I didn't even notice she was not in the lineup.
She wasn't. Yeah, I also didn't notice until
you
brought it up.
But when that second goal thing happened, I was like, nah, like I'm not seeing. And then they were getting some corners, and I was not seeing her. Then I picked my phone and I checked. She's not even in the subs. Then I went to Twitter and they're like, she's not starting. She's unwell. See, today of all days when we need you the most. I really think she's the reason why the backline suffered, because Alana Kennedy wouldn't have allowed that. I mean, but I also think it's miscommunication, right? But I feel that when you're communicating with your keeper and clearly you started somewhere and was not working, you should clear the ball to safety. And that was poor judgment on Carpenter's side. But Lauren Hemp today, she was picking everybody's pockets. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
everybody when they started the game, and there were like 3 fouls on Kerr. I saw who took it. Somebody tweeted that today they are planning to take Kerr out on a stretcher. That's what somebody tweeted. It was like all the tackles were on her, and clearly everybody was focused on her. So I think they could have developed a strategy around her to get out of, because Hayley Russell has been scoring for them. Caitlin Ford has been scoring for them. Mary Fowler has been scoring for them. Now they play Sweden, so maybe the coach can work around that one. But yeah. I mean, England did well today. They scored a second goal and even went on to score a third goal. Like, we are cementing our position in the final. Look, we don't want the last minute goal.
You see what I was saying about Sarina Wiegman?
Oh, bro.
See what I was saying about Sarina Wiegman?
She is the coach. She is the coach. She is the coach. England went for her for a reason. Because honestly, like, I have nothing else to say. She is the coach. Like, all props, all accolades, everything to her. Because, I mean, she's also... When you watch England play, even like after the whole Lauren James issue, like the quarterfinal, the semifinal, they didn't look like they were missing her. Produced, like there were still people scoring, there were still people making the chances, creating the other chances. It didn't really look like they missed her, especially today, even more so today, because I haven't seen him play so well. Probably today this is like her best performance for me. That's my opinion, because today she was everywhere. Tackling, like going to the midfield, getting balls. She was really, I've not checked her stats yet, but I really excited. I'm not expecting like Lusa, because she was everywhere. To even pick a Carpenter's pocket at that point and actually score.
Yeah.
That was just... She really did well today, like top. I really think she, I don't know if she got a player of the match, but I saw that she had been nominated for it or something. I don't know if she got it, but I think for me, she was my player of the match, honestly. That was fun. So yeah, so Sweden and Australia will be playing for the bronze medal. So yeah, may the best team win at this point. That's all I have to say. And then for the final, both games are on Saturday, but third place will be at 8 a.m. And then I think the final will come at...
It's at 10 on Sunday.
Yeah, it's at 10. Oh, okay, it's even at 10 on Sunday. Yeah. So Saturday is just the...
It's just the third and fourth.
It's just the third and fourth. Oh, then that'll be fine. That'll be fun. Because Sunday I can relax and that's a good thing. All right, so yeah, and Sunday Spain will take on England. So I think it will be everyone's, like we had already said, there will be a new winner for the World Cup this time. So, but both teams are in Europe. I'm not wrong, right? Both teams are in Europe. So whatever happens is going to Europe.
Even the third, if Sweden wins,
it's going to Europe. So if Australia wins, there's going to what? I think it was Oceania.
Australia are actually part of Asia.
Oh, they're part of Asia.
For footballing reasons, they opted to join the AFC, the Asia Confederation. Okay. So they are not with Oceania. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So apart from it's only when Australia wins that it goes to a different continent, like footballing continent per se.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And even a different geographic continent, if you want to do the geographic continent, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, may the best team win at this point. Spain. Okay, so I'd seen a tweet where this page, women's transfer news, they were talking about how nice it would be to see Chloe Kelly and Bonmati final. And then they've got it, because they tweeted that before England played Australia. They are tweeted, so today they quoted their tweet and said, "We don't have to wonder anymore. It's finally happening." So yeah, it's finally happening. I think that would be fun because Bonmati is, she's like hemp in a way. She's everywhere, yeah. Like everywhere, picking people's pockets and everything. So, I think that it is. Right now, the thing with the golden, is it golden boot or golden ball? Golden ball is what?
Assist, I think.
Or golden ball is like the person with the most.
The best
no, player. Right now, Miyazawa has most goals than anyone now.
Now that's golden boot.
That's golden boot. She has 4 goals. So I think 4 goals or 5 goals.
I think golden ball is like the overall best player. And then there's the glove for the keeper.
The glove is for the keeper, yeah. And but the top scorer now is Japan's Miyazawa. She has 5 goals. Hemp has 3. Alicia Russo has 3. Bonmati has 3. So, but Miyazaya has 1 assist. The rest of them have, I think, 2 and 3 assists. So, they just need to score more goals at this point. But let's see what happens. We'll see who will take it. But I think at this point, the golden glove might go to Mary Epps at this point.
Yeah.
I think it will go to her. But let's see what happens. So,
let's
end of another episode. We'll catch you guys after the final. I think we're after the final, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll catch you guys after the finals. Let us know who you are supporting. If you are still predicting, let us know your predictions. We are out of the predictions now. So. Yeah, we'll catch you guys later. Bye.